Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Warning. This show contains strong language and content that some people may find offensive. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised.
There I am, about to touch down in JFK, New York. On this plane alone was probably about $300 million worth of Enron stock options. It had a bunch of employees on it, sure, but it also had the executives. That was the real money. Executives that decided on the profits of every single deal they closed. Just bought up Fiber? That didn't cost 20 million bucks. Hey, that made 80 million. Just bought a coal plant in the north of England. That just made Enron 120 million. How? Mark-to-market accounting. Future potential earnings, but on today's books.
Dude, I just saw Lay, and he fucking winked at me. Jim.
The deals were horseshit. The books were bullshit. But the bonuses were batshit. Bonuses were calculated against the speculated profits. If you closed a deal as an exec, guess who decided what that deal was worth? That's right. You. The exec. You want to give yourself a $5 million bonus? Fuck it. Buy some shit and tell everybody it's going to make Enron a gazillion dollars. By the time people find out you're talking shit, you'll be on your yacht in Newport Beach. A gazillion dollars. Enron's favorite expression. Right out of a promo video from the CEO.
Hey, Jim. Jim.
Corporate America was narrowing to a powerful few, and they all hated each other. The trip to New York wasn't some team-building exercise. It was a play. The new Republican candidate was in town, George W. Bush, and all the big players wanted his ear. Microsoft just got caught monopolizing the PC market. Verizon just got created like a week ago. Enron and ExxonMobil wanted more deregulation. They got a taste of the Californian energy market and wanted more. Everybody wanted more. The Democrats had given them a lot, but it wasn't enough. They didn't want the guys in the blue ties anymore. And the word from the guys in the red ties? We're listening.
Jim, are you listening?
Ow! Ah, what? What is it?
Is that Eminem?
Yeah?
New album?
Yeah.
Love that shit, man. I love that shit. I know all the lyrics. Literally, I can spit like every verse.
It just came out.
I got an early release a couple months back.
Really?
A buddy of mine Napstered it and got it on a CD-ROM.
Oh, right. Cool.
You gotta get what you can before fucking Metallica can that shit. Whoa, 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 hey! Action at 3 o'clock.
Action?
Somebody's got a visual on you, soldier.
What are you talking about?
Arthur Anderson's number bots, the cute one. Go look, look. Boom! She's checking you out, bro. She knows I'm married.
She's not checking me out.
Please, you guys been flirting over spreadsheets and fucking Microsoft Encarta.
Microsoft Encarta? What are you talking about? I don't care about Microsoft Encarta.
Sure you do. Just get over there, dude.
We're landing soon.
So?
This is my seat. We're landing soon. That's the rules.
We're 30,000 feet in the air. Rules. What are you talking about? There's no rules. These are the open skies.
You're thinking of international waters. There are rules.
Fucking go over there now.
I'm not gonna...
I'll fart. I will fucking fart, man.
What?
I'll fart and then you're gonna wanna move.
What is wrong with you?
I gotta go, man. Flying makes me gassy.
Fine, fine. God, Jesus, Doug.
It's the pressurized cabin, Jim.
It's your pressurized butthole, Doug. Hey.
Oh, hey. I was, I know that looked like I was, like, looking, but I just...
No, it's okay. It's cool.
I just remembered something. Work, I mean. An account that I was working on. I didn't make a copy of the report, and it just made me think of you, so then I looked over. You don't need the life story, but, yeah.
It's cool. Don't worry. Can I sit here?
Yes. God, yeah. Go for it.
I don't know if it's allowed, like, to switch seats and stuff, but yeah. How are you? How's life at Arthur Anderson?
Yeah, good. Cool. Really cool.
You keeping tabs on us?
Right, yeah. Audit police, right?
Yeah. Anything, actually, have you found anything unusual about Enron?
Anything unusual? Doug?
Yeah, that, he's unusual, but more on the books.
Nothing really. I mean, I'm not totally qualified.
Right.
So maybe you'd be better off speaking to Martin, or whatever.
Martin, right. I kind of thought he was Enron.
Yeah, he's pretty close with the execs.
Sure. Guess it helps to be friendly with your auditors. Not sure the SEC would agree, but yeah.
Is this your first time in New York?
Yeah, actually, no. No, I guess I was here as a kid.
Oh, cool. Like, going up the Empire State and stuff?
No, I mean, I was a baby.
Oh, gotcha.
It was where the plane landed, I'm told.
Oh, the plane?
I was adopted from China.
Oh, no way.
Oh, yeah, way.
Guessing you don't remember much from your first visit?
Nope, that's pretty blank.
Well, I guess we could go up the Empire State then, right? If you missed it first time around, or even if you caught it, you've forgotten it, so... we can go with some other members of your team, too. It doesn't have to be just us.
Sure. Yeah, that'd be... Sure. What do you mean, it's high? Of course it's high.
But it's super, super high.
Come on, just look over the side.
You psychopath, I'm not gonna look over the side.
Come on.
Okay, here we go. Oh, man. Oh, crap.
See? It's cool, right?
I guess. Can I stop looking down now?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's a great view.
Yeah. It's not the tallest, though. Those guys are bigger.
Yes. Yeah, the World Trade Center, they are bigger. So, one World Trade Center is 1,368 feet because of the spire. Then two World Trade Center is 1,362 feet. And then this, Empire State, is 1,250. And Chrysler there is 1,046.
Are you serious? Why do you know this?
I used to have a poster on my wall as a kid with all the skyscrapers.
Right. That's less weird, I guess. No, those are ugly, though.
World Trade? I kind of like them. There's a joke that New York has some great buildings, the Chrysler, the Empire State, and the boxes they came in. Because the World Trade Towers, they look like boxes.
Yeah, I got it.
I guess I maybe geeked out on skyscrapers a bit too much when I was little.
They do make a good view, though, right?
Right.
And where's our party tonight?
Oh, that's over by Central Park, which I'm guessing it's the giant green thing behind us.
That might be it, yeah. So, have you got a schmooze?
Schmooze? Tonight?
Yeah, you gotta go kiss some Republican ass or pledge allegiance to the Kings of Enron?
Kings of Enron. No, I am, well, I mean, maybe. Well, I don't know. What are you guys here for?
It's just me.
Oh.
There was a spot on the plane. Arthur Anderson wanted some representation here. So, here I am.
Right, yeah. So, have you got a schmooze?
God, no. That's... Well, even if I had to, that's not my strong suit.
Me neither.
I can't. Like, that corporate stuff just sends me to sleep. I can't do what, like, Doug and Cora. I mean, she's super into the Enron thing.
Yeah, she's into it. I feel like you may have picked the wrong profession.
I think that too. Every single day.
I mean, we could play hooky.
You serious?
Yeah. Who's gonna miss a finance manager and a junior auditor? They're all gonna be gazing at George Bush most of the time, right?
Right.
So, where do you wanna go? We can do it all.
What is this, my last day on Earth?
Last day on Earth. Hey, I know where we should go.
Where?
Wall Street.
Did you miss my speech about the corporate world, Jim?
You gotta see this.
Oh, this is insane.
Yep.
What are they trading?
Guess.
You serious?
Forbes just named Enron America's fifth largest company.
What, today?
Today. And that there is the stock price.
Is that a lot?
That's a lot.
Do you have stock?
Yeah, everybody does.
Good for you guys.
Yeah, for now.
What was that?
Nothing.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wanna eat the whole thing there, Jim?
You said I could have a bite.
Yeah, a human bite. Not a damn great white shark bite. Ugh, look at that. Ugh, you're evil.
I'm sorry.
This is corporate greed right here. Taking a bite out of the little guy. The delicious, glazed, sugar-dusted little guy. What? Are you okay? Jim?
I might just go in here.
It's a bagel place.
Yeah.
Oh, what? You're hungry for more ring-shaped doughy goodness?
Guess so. I'll be right back. I just want to see something. New York bagels are famous, right?
Hey there. We're out of poppy seed and cinnamon raisin.
The sign out front. I'm looking for Morris Capital.
Just out that door and up the stairs.
Okay. Thank you.
there.
Hi.
I'm Miranda.
Jim.
What can I do for you, Jim?
I'm looking for Morris Capital.
Then look no further.
What do you guys do here?
I ask myself that same question every day.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm just kidding with you. Are you a customer?
Customer.
Do you have a portfolio with us?
No, I don't.
Well, come get yourself situated and we can talk it through, huh? Sound good?
Sure. I have a friend waiting if we could be super quick.
Oh, yeah, super quick. Superwoman, I'll be flashing around the room like Clark Gable. Clark Kent. Clark Gable, come on, Miranda. Let me just get Peter.
Peter?
Peter Morris, the brains behind the operation. Peter? How long are you going to be in there? We got a guy, Jim. He wants to look at some investing.
I'll be right up.
Take a seat. Sit. Can I get you a coffee?
No, I'm good.
Well, that's the right answer because we're fresh out of coffee.
How are we today, sir? Thanks for swinging by and considering Morris Capital for all your investing needs.
Yeah, no, yeah, thanks for seeing me.
Welcome to our bootleg operation.
Boutique.
Boutique? What did I say?
Bootleg.
Bootleg. Oh, my goodness.
She means boutique, I promise. Anywho, this is where we do the majority of our trading, our advising, consulting, and so on.
Penny stocks.
Yes, sir. Is there any you particularly wanted a broker for, or do you want to sort of follow our lead?
Have you had any potential buyers?
Buyers?
Of your company.
Heck no. Why, do you know any?
And could they buy us some coffee, too?
Yeah, sorry. I thought there was a lot of capital involved here. I guess I got the wrong tip-off. I don't know.
Look, as we said, we're a boutique, small, nimble operation. We're loyal. We're always there for our clients, large and small.
Do you have any large clients?
Ooh, we got a whopper. Yeah, yep.
Oh, you mean Bastion?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, he's serious money.
Bastion? Who is Bastion?
He's a big investor here. Very cool guy. Very measured.
When did he invest?
I guess... when did... maybe... 93?
Oh, yes! It was Christmas 93. You know, it was just after they got Escobar.
Oh, great memory, Miranda.
I'm like Dusty Hoffman in that movie. You know, the rain fella. I'm the rain... dude.
Rain man.
Rain man, that's it!
Could you, next time you speak to Bastion, could you give him this? This is my number.
Ah, I don't know if we can just pass on.
He doesn't have to call if he doesn't want to. I'd love to hear more about his experience with you guys, like a testimonial.
Right. Yeah, a testimonial. Sure.
Thanks. Thank you.
A pleasure.
Jesus, I thought you got lost in there. No bagel?
They're out of cinnamon and raisin.
You'll just have to steal more donuts, I guess.
Sure will.
Jim! God damn it.
Damn.
Guess the corporate party is still going strong.
Looks that way.
Oh, there he is.
There who is?
Bush.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Looks like he's got plenty of people buying him drinks.
Well, I'm pretty sure he quit drinking, so...
Are you into politics?
No, but I'm into TV, and he's on it a lot right now.
You know you guys gave his campaign $2 million?
$2
million? Yep.
Enron did?
Yep.
I guess we're backing that horse, huh?
Ooh, you going full Home Alone 2 on us there, Jim?
Hey, I've been around.
You've been around. So were you at the volume training seminar?
Yeah.
And the energy regulation speech that Lay did?
Loved it?
Yeah, I bet you did. Hey, Pandora.
Hey, Cora. I like your earrings.
Thank you. They're new.
Oh, where did you get them from?
They were a gift.
They're very shiny.
Yeah, shiny. Thanks, Jim. Pandora, do you want anything? A drink or...
No, I'm good. I'm good. Thanks.
Cool. I think it's best if you kind of keep away from our main crowd. If people catch wind there's an auditor here, it'll really kill the energy.
Well...
Is that cool?
Yeah. I get that. That's totally cool.
It's important that Enron has moments like this to properly breathe, you know? And, yeah, auditors, it's suffocating. So, yeah.
I'll come with.
It's okay.
No, I don't want to be...
It's no problem. Seriously.
Well, I'll catch you...
Jim, you should go speak with Derek. They're in the Texas delegation, just shopping ideas on fiber markets.
Cool. Good for Derek. I'm kind of beat.
Come on.
Cora.
Game face, Jim. What we do, what we say tonight is important. So, there's going to be lots of talk about scaling up, and I think it's best from an EBS angle that we give solid numbers to their plans. I'm pretty sure you'll be best placed to...
Cora, what are you doing?
I'm working.
Is that okay? I don't want to, like...
What, work?
What is this?
It's actually a pretty pivotal event, Jim. I don't know if you've noticed, but Enron is getting strangled by corporate America.
Enron is getting strangled by its own execs. You know, the guys that laugh about making a gazillion dollars?
He was being funny. It was a tongue-in-cheek video.
Well, right now, his tongue is in George Bush's ass. Not that it needs to be, because apparently our chairman has given them $2 million.
So?
Cora, I just want to do my job and go home.
So Derek is actually a key decision maker.
I don't care about fucking Derek.
What is wrong with you?
What is wrong with me? What is wrong with you?
I'm doing my job.
You're an accounts assistant. Your job is not coordinating the overthrow of state-based telecom regulation.
You're right, but that would actually make me a lot more money than being an accounts assistant. So...
How exactly?
Stock.
Of course. It is $90 a share. What more do you want?
Jim!
There's coke on your nostril, by the way.
On yours, too! You're kind of a hypocrite, Jim!
That's powdered sugar from a fucking donut!
Where are you going?
Away from you!
And it's bad news for Ewing. Watch the spot shout. Ewing strains a tendon in his right foot, and he is done.
Then go to McDonald's.
New York is a city of culture.
Oh, my God!
All get laid.
Okay, let's run.
Gone in 60 seconds.
Front desk.
Hey, could I get a wake-up call for, like, 7 a.m.?
7 a.m., sure.
Thanks.
Good night, sir.
Night. God damn it! God!
Everything okay, sir?
Yeah. Yep. I was just, I was looking for the ice machine.
End of the hall and on your left.
Great. Thanks.
No problem.
Room 212. Hey, Pandora. Hey. I thought I'd just... Hey, Pandora. Hey, Hey, I just thought I'd... Oh, just knock, Jim. Come on. Hello?
Who are you?
Sorry?
Who are you?
That's not how phone calls work, sir. You called me,
this is Bastion.
Oh. Oh.
Who are you?
My name is Jim Yang.
What do you want?
I just want more information on Morris Capital.
Jim Yang is your real name?
It's my real name.
If you check out, I'll meet you under the World Trade Center tomorrow at 10 a.m.
If I check... Wait, hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Okay.
You checked out.
Oh, hi. Hey, I'm Jim Yang.
Bastion.
I'm,
inconsequential.
Apparently so, yeah.
How did you die? How did you die?
Gas explosion in my kitchen, cooking pasta. The bow tie kind.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, really cool.
How many years you been a ghost?
A ghost? As in...
When were you supposed to blow up your pasta?
September.
September what?
99.
Wow. Newbie.
Yeah. What about you? Are you supposed to be dead?
Yeah, drowned in San Rafael Reservoir, Bogotá, 1985.
Oh, wow.
Probably drunk. That's the way things were going. Been trespassing in the land of the living ever since.
Hmm. Right. So, what do you do for them?
Well, I'm, retired.
Oh, cool.
But before that, Escobar.
You worked for Pablo Escobar?
Yeah, and I made sure Morris got everything they could. And there was a lot.
I'm Enron.
Yeah. Bastardos.
Right, yeah.
You got any perks? Who's your guy?
Who's my guy? Oh, I guess Staten Long.
Staten Long.
He set me up with, like, I don't know, I guess a big house with... Well, Ellis Coney got me the house.
Ellis, how is she?
She died. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
I was there when she did.
Oh, that sucks, man.
Yeah. I don't really get how, because they saved her, right?
Well, it takes a lot of work to hold off the universe, man. Sometimes it just finds a way.
Right. Yeah. So, they, big house, you know, lots of tech money, and, they're... Recently, they're kind of helping me out with relationships sort of thing.
That pussy, no way!
No, it's not...
Course, right. Doomed pussy. No, that's cool, that's smart, that's... I wish I thought of that.
What do you have?
Oh, server.
Server? So you can see, like, future stuff online.
Uh-huh.
Like what?
Well...
What?
This place?
New York?
This too.
The World Trade Center. Wait, what about it?
Big shit. Course of history sort of shit.
What? When?
Little over a year. Terrorists.
Jesus.
Yeah. Morris will get twitchy around then. And later this year, too.
What happens later this year?
Election.
Who wins?
A Bush, but it's fucking tight, man. Shit. You won't hear from Morris around then.
Why?
They won't want to run any risk. Slightest bumps and they could have gore in the White House. And that's a big fucking bump.
Right. Right. What? So, what is going on with Morris Capital? I mean, this year, 2000 Morris Capital.
Oh, Pete and Miranda.
Yeah.
Nah, they just started the place. One day somebody comes along, buys them, I guess.
Wait, is that you?
No, man, no, I just have a share in the company.
Because you know it's...
It's going to be the richest company that ever existed, yeah. Plus, I just wanted something over them, you know? Scary fuckers. This is my number. Call me if you need anything. Well, not anything, but yeah.
Thanks. Where are you going?
We shouldn't hang around too much.
Why?
It's not just big businesses that can pull off this shit.
Oh. Well, who else can?
FBI, among others, I bet.
Are they after us?
Speak soon, Jim. Best of luck with the relationships.
Wait. What, do you have, like, dreams? Hallucinations about...
About drowning?
Yeah.
All the time.
What is that? I mean, what is it
that... It's the universe, man. She's a mean bitch.
Boom starred Aki Katabi as Jim Yang, Meg Kavanaugh as Cora Campbell, Mike Capizola as Doug Martinez, Gabriela Garcia as Pandora, Alejandro Turan as Bastion, and Amari Douglas as Staten. Boom is a Stack production in association with Holy Smokes. Directed by Adam Jarrell and written by Joel Emery. Sound design by Adam Jarrell and Tom Wally. Music supervisor, Ewan Dance. Executive producers, Adam Jarrell, Luke Moore, and John Teague. Producers for Stack, Charlie Morgan and Finn Ranson. Boom is dedicated in loving memory to Lucinda Shaw.
Boom is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.